Hi, I'm Brianna.
I'm Jesus.
And today we're going to talk about forensic pathology and forensic psychology and, well, give you reasons why you should look into it. To start off, I'm guessing everyone has seen criminal shows like CSI and Law & Order and so on. Forensic pathology plays a huge role in these shows by determining the cause of death, which can be homicide, which is murder, suicide, accidental, or from natural causes. Usually, though, in these programs, it's a tad more dramatic than reality.
To determine the death, the forensic pathologists do an autopsy on the body. Forensic pathology helps out find out the cause of death that can't be seen of the human eye. Viruses ways that can be established the cause of death by the penetration of a non-blade-like object, such as an ice pick. Abrasions are when skin has been cut or scratched. Anyways, forensic pathology goes all the way back to 1959 in the USA, and it was until 2003.
Although in 1959 they were doing similar performances, it was officially considered as forensic pathology in 1959. Forensic pathology's long career max 14 years after high school in the USA to be qualified. If you stick through it, it's worth it because it's approximate figure. Forensic pathologists can earn from $600,000 for the more experienced pathologist. The current median salary for USA is $214,029, but those with 1 to 2 years of experience usually earn $169,000, while those with 3 or more years of experience earn up to $321,000.
The hours of the forensic pathologist depends a lot on where they work. The bigger cities usually more work. Typically, it's 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. Depends if you work in private criminal laboratories. It's longer. Many, however, can be called within the 24 hours due to the crime that is going on. Forensic pathologies can include using a microscope, photographic, radiologic, serologic, and microbiologic studies. Personally, it is a long career, but in the long run, it will be worth it because not only do they pay good, but they get to travel and look at some rare different cases.
Thank you for listening, and I hope you look into this job. But stay tuned for the next podcast to hear about forensic psychology. Bye.